recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California.
I'm Adam Frezza.
I'm Terry Chow.
And you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Well, I think one thing that maybe is worth noting, we want it to be fun. And I think like a studio mantra these days is just have fun with it. Even if there's something that's very challenging, like we trust that we'll find a way through it. And it's better if it's enjoyable.
Well, I'm Adam Frezza.
I'm Terry Chow.
And together we're Chowza. So our studio is a combination of Terry's last name and a bit of my last name. And our daughter's with us today, and her name is Tove Chowza. So she's...
There yeah. She is. We run a studio in Brooklyn, an art and design studio, and we work across a variety of different mediums, including sculpture, works on paper, installation, and some public art and design work.
I grew up in Syracuse, New York, upstate, about 5 hours from the city, and I guess the last 12 years I've been in New York.
And I've been in New York for 15 years, but I grew up in Atlanta. We were connected with the team from Paqueto, who has a shop on the first floor in the lobby of The Line in L.A., and they came and visited our studio in New York, and the energies just really vibe. They let us know if you're ever in L.A. to reach out, and maybe we could do a workshop. So we happened to be in Palm Springs and reached out to Paqueto, and they sort of were, at first, we were like talking about a workshop. We're doing a paper pulp workshop at their store at the project space in the Row. And then it evolved to include a small exhibition in that space as well. And then it evolved to then include doing some new work for the lobby at the Line. And then also evolved to include potentially working on a mural, and then potentially also, or then we also had a dinner that was involved like 16 designers and artists from LA. So it was sort of like the whole week, they really kind of scheduled, planned our whole week, and it's been an amazing experience to see LA through that lens.
And that was us reaching out to get a cup of coffee, and that was their reaction, so we're kind of blown away. We still haven't had a cup of coffee together. So it's a kind of a new venture. We love wall relief. We love sculpture. Everything seems to want to be dimensional. So making a painting for us, it always has relief to it. So these are, we call them succulent sundaes. So they, just looking at them, they reminded us of an ice cream sundae mixed with a kind of creeping, crawling, drooping cactus. And we love that kind of playful combination. Two things that bring us joy in our lives.
In our work, we talk a lot about drawing inspiration from nature and natural forms, and also thinking about the kind of interaction of nature and architecture, for instance, and the way that plants will kind of overtake architecture over time and start to really remind us that, you know, it is sort of about this ongoing balance.
A couple years ago, we had the opportunity to be out here in the Coachella Valley working for a few months with Golden Voice, the team that produces the Coachella Music Festival. And together we created 32 large-scale outdoor sculptures for the festival that spanned an acre of land. And we really loved kind of seeing some of our ideas that start as 2-inch forms become 40-foot forms. And that physical engagement of hundreds of thousands of people being around them really kind of blew our minds and opened up, like, when will we ever have an opportunity to make anything of this scale again? And it does also humble us in a way where when we return to the studio after a project like that, we're interested in revisiting some small, more manageable shapes that our own hands have more control over.
In general, our work is very playful. We think of it as a useful tool for collaboration. You know, us working together is about finding a common language that we can really build on and expand in a whole universe. And so that has involved a lot of playing art and drawing and sculpture games with each other to sort of find that language.